Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and dedicate multiple projects worth over 70,000 crore rupees on four states visit tomorrow. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri meets U.S. Undersecretary Jeffrey Kessler to advance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. Rainfall continues to affect several parts of Maharashtra. IMD issues red alert for four districts. Prime Minister pays tribute to freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In French Open tennis, Carlos Alcaraz, Iga Swiatek and Arina Sabalenka to play in second round in Paris this afternoon. And in hockey, Indian junior women's team defeats host 2-0 in a shootout at Four Nations tournament in Argentina. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim, West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. During his visit, he will inaugurate, dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 70,000 crore rupees. In Sikkim, the Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth program. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects in the state and address the gathering on the occasion. The projects include a new 500-bedded district hospital worth over 750 crore rupees in Namchi district, a passenger ropeway at Sangacholing Pelling in Gyalsheng district, a statue of Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Atal Amrit Udyan at Sangarwal in Gangtok district, among others. Mr. Modi will also release a commemorative coin, souvenir coin and a stamp of 50 years of statehood. Later, Mr. Modi will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Cooch Behar districts. The projects worth over 1,010 crore rupees will provide a convenient, reliable, environment-friendly and cost-effective fuel supply and create employment opportunities in the region. Further, he will visit Bihar and inaugurate the new terminal building of Patna Airport in the evening at around 5:45 p.m. The next day, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees in Karakat, Bihar. He will also address a public function. Thereafter, he will visit Uttar Pradesh to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 20,900 crore rupees at Kanpur Nagar while addressing a public function. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha reached Jakarta, Indonesia today as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. The delegation has so far visited Japan, South Korea and Singapore as part of India's global outreach against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation met with the Vice Chairman of the Committee for Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation, Muhammad Hussein Fadullah, and the chairperson of the Indonesia-India Parliamentary Friendship Group, Muhammad Rafiki, to sensitize them on India's strong commitment against terrorism. The Indonesian side conveyed that they condemn terrorism and believe in dialogue to solve problems. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad has reached Rome for wide-ranging interactions. The delegation was received by Ambassador Vani Rao. The delegation will convey India's firm and united message against cross-border terrorism in the context of Operation Sindoor. In Panama, the all-party Indian delegation headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor held a meeting with the Panama Assembly President Dana Castaneda. During his meeting, Mr. Tharoor said that India had no interest in starting a war but felt that a terrorist act must not go unpunished.
It was an action of retribution, not the first salvo in a long war. We just wanted to send a clear message to the terrorists. We conducted the strikes at night between 1:05 and 1:30 in the middle of the night, so there would be very few civilians around at that time. Second, we refused to touch any government facilities, even any Pakistani military facilities and any civilian facilities. Only known terrorist bases.
In Jammu and Kashmir, in a gesture of appreciation for their unwavering commitment, over 200 employees of the Operating and Commercial Department of Northern Railway's Jammu Division were honoured for their exceptional service during Operation Sindoor. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the felicitation ceremony recognised around 200 staff members who ensured seamless train operations and passenger safety. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valour of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Subedar Joginder Singh, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Sino-Indian War in 1962.
During the 1962 Sino-Indian War, Subedar Joginder Singh led a platoon in Tawang sector of Nefa, holding a strategic position on a ridge in the Tongpengla area on the Bamla axis. On October 20th, his platoon observed a significant Chinese troop build-up across the McMahon line, signaling an impending attack. At dawn on October 23rd, the Chinese launched a major assault in three waves of roughly 200 soldiers each, supported by artillery and mortar fire. Despite being heavily outnumbered, Subedar Singh's platoon offered fierce resistance, repelling the first wave with heavy enemy casualties. Wounded in the thigh, he refused evacuation and continued to inspire his men. As the final and most forceful wave advanced, with ammunition depleted and few men remaining, Subedar Singh took control of a light machine gun, inflicting significant damage. When the situation became desperate, he and his remaining soldiers charged the enemy with fixed bayonets. They engaged in close combat, killing many before being overwhelmed. For his extraordinary courage, leadership and devotion to duty, Subedar Joginder Singh was posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Saklain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya on how the Northeast is transforming into India's strategic gateway to Southeast Asia and is powering trade, connectivity and the ambition of $30 trillion towards a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "Northeast India is no longer a frontier, it's the front runner." The DMK announced three candidates for the biennial elections for six seats of Rajya Sabha and has allotted one seat to active politician Kamal Hassan-led Makkal Nidhi Mayam. The DMK president M.K. Stalin in a statement re-nominated incumbent K. Wilson, S.R. Sivalingam and A. Rokaya Malik, also known as poet Salma, as candidates. The elections are to be held on the 19th of June. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Rainfall continues to affect several parts of Maharashtra while it has subsided in others. After experiencing incessant showers for 2 days, Mumbai and the surrounding areas have been partially clear skies since this morning. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
The IMD has issued a red alert for 4 districts, Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Kolhapur and Sangli, and an orange alert for 8 other districts in the state. The coastal district of Sindhudurg is experiencing increased rainfall this morning. Heavy spells of rain lashed Dhule district earlier today, followed by continuous showers. Akola experienced heavy rainfall yesterday, resulting in significant damage to houses, fruit orchards and crops. A team from the NDRF has reached Mahad in Raigarh district to address any emergency situations. Ratnagiri district witnessed some sunlight today after enduring continuous rainfall since 20th May. However, cloud cover remains persistent. The IMD has predicted intense spells of rain accompanied by thunderstorms in Jalgaon, Dhule and Sindhudurg over the next few hours. Meanwhile, Nandurbar, Nashik, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar and Kolhapur are likely to experience moderate rainfall with moderate thunderstorms during this period. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that Savarkar was a true son of Mother India, and even the harshest tortures of the British government could not shake his devotion towards the motherland. Mr. Modi added that the grateful nation can never forget the saga of his indomitable courage and his struggle in the freedom movement.
Savarkar ji ka vyaktitva visheshtaon se bhara. शस्त्र और शास्त्र दोनों के उपासक संवेदनशील कवि होने के साथ साथ वे साहसिक क्रांतिकारी भी थे। कविता और क्रांति दोनों को साथ लेकर चले। यह वीर सावरकर ही थे जिन्होंने निर्भीक होकर लिखा कि 1857 में जो कुछ भी हुआ वो कोई विद्रोह नहीं था बल्कि आजादी की पहली लड़ाई थी।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today also paid homage to N.T. Rama Rao on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that he is widely admired for his efforts to serve the society and empower the poor and downtrodden. Elon Musk's SpaceX launched its mega rocket Starship this morning on a third test flight after the earlier two failed. However, the third test also met the same fate just minutes after liftoff. The rocket encountered a critical failure and was lost in flight. A report.
SpaceX's Starship failed as the mega rocket exploded. The company's founder Elon Musk blamed it on fuel leaks. This is the third time in a row that Starship flight has faced issues during the test flight. The company's last two test flights, the seventh test in January and the eighth in March, also ended prematurely with the destruction of the aircraft. Today's test, the ninth test flight of Starship, had successfully reached orbit, flying farther than on its two previous attempts. However, the spacecraft's payload bay door failed to open, preventing the planned release of simulated Starlink satellites. Around 30 minutes into the mission, SpaceX confirmed a fuel tank leak aboard the vehicle. The first stage Super Heavy booster exploded shortly before its expected splashdown, and live video showed the upper stage vehicle spinning uncontrollably before its planned re-entry through Earth's atmosphere due to fuel leaks. Aishwarya Rainigam, News Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
On to sports. In hockey, the Indian junior women's team defeated host Argentina 2-0 in a shootout after a 1-1 draw in regulation time. This was their third match of the Four Nations tournament in Rosario, Argentina. Argentina started strong with Milagros del Valle scoring in the first quarter to give the home team an early lead. India responded in the third quarter when Kanika found the equalizer in the 44th minute. With no further goals, the match was tied at full time and went to a penalty shootout. Captain and goalkeeper Nidhi proved to be the difference, pulling off four consecutive saves to shut out the hosts. In badminton, India's top men's doubles pair of Satwik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty made a winning return at the Singapore Open Super 750 badminton tournament today. Back on court for the first time since their withdrawal from the All England Open in March due to Chirag's back injury, the former world number one displayed no signs of rust as they beat Malaysia's Chung Hong Jian and Mohammad Haikal in the round of 32. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB beat hosts Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets last night. Chasing a target of 228 runs, RCB overhauled the target in 18.4 overs. With this win, RCB secured a top 2 finish in the points table, hence advancing to the qualifier 1, where they will face Punjab Kings tomorrow. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally lower in a range-bound afternoon trade today, weighed down by FMCG, metal and auto sectors and mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 113 points to 81,438 and the NSE Nifty 50 slipped 40 points to 24,786 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and dedicate multiple projects worth over 70,000 crore rupees on four states visit tomorrow. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri meets U.S. Under Secretary Jeffrey Kessler to advance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. Rainfall continues to affect several parts of Maharashtra. IMD issues red alert for four districts. Prime Minister pays tribute to freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar on his birth anniversary. And in hockey, Indian junior women's team defeat host 2-0 in a shootout at Four Nations Tournament in Argentina. And with that, we end the midday news.